This is Sarah Miller. Today is November 17, 1976, and I'm on my way to interview Arthur C. Woodward, pastor of the Second Congregational Church in South Brewer, Maine. This is the second interview. Okay, Mr. Woodward, you mentioned last time about your Atwater Kent radio. Can you tell me some of the radio programs that you listen to?
Sunday evening used to be one of the opportunities that we as a family would gather before the Atwater Kent radio and listen to the programs. In fact, Sunday afternoon, The Shadow was one of the exciting programs of that era, and we hardly ever missed that, if at all possible. And then, of course, the evening, Sunday evenings then, was an enjoyable time, because families did have an opportunity to get together then, and we had different programs that were good family programs. One especially was a program called Major Bowles Amateur Hour. And this was an opportunity where young people that were aspiring in the arts and music could come on that program as an amateur and be heard nationwide. Out of that program came many opportunities for young people they would never have ever realized, in the field of music especially, and singing. It was a real opportunity for them. And then that was followed by comedy hours such as Eddie Cantor and Jack Benny and men of that caliber, real comedians of that day, who did remain outstanding comedians in the field and entertainers their entire lives. They just weren't fly-by-nights, here today and gone tomorrow. Their life was comedy. And they moved from radio, of course, you know, to the TV circuit.
Do you remember any specific show?
Episodes? Well, of course, I was a great follower of Don Winslow of the Navy and all of the feats that he performed. And this was exciting for me because the ocean was much part of my life, and like every young fellow, I dreamed of someday, you know, going to maybe to sea, you know, even going to the Navy, which eventually I did have an opportunity, although my experience in the Navy was not in the fleet, but in the air service. Specific shows, I do not recall, although they had some mighty good shows and interesting shows. The Shadow, of course, was mystery, and every young person loves mystery, and this was exciting for us.
Mm-hmm. In the last interview, we also mentioned your wife. Now, she is pursuing the ministry also?
My wife attended the seminary and is a graduate with an earned degree, Master of Divinity degree. She also holds a degree in English. She was an English major and graduated from the University of Maine, is now employed in the Brewer school system, and she teaches literature for juniors at the Brewer High School. But hopefully one day she dreams of finishing her studies and perhaps going on to teach religion, preferably at the seminary level, college level, or she would be happy if in her day that it comes into the realm of public education. But her first love is to continue and to teach religious studies. She's very involved with it now in the church. As you know, she teaches two Bible courses, one on Wednesday evening for the younger married of the church, and then on Sunday morning she holds an adult Bible class for all the adults that wish to study.
Okay, did you have any closing remarks that you thought we didn't cover sufficiently on our
I'm sure there are many things we didn't cover. It's been, for me, it's been an exciting 50 years of awareness, and I'm sure that if I lived 50 more, it would be equally as exciting. It's been a great time to have had the opportunity to live. There's so much history being made in the past 50 years, along with all the strides in science and technology. And I'm just fascinated by the opportunities that there are yet and the things to be conquered through open minds and opportunity for learning. And I encourage young people to take advantage of it, because we were never living at a better time of our lives when such an opportunity was open to us. And I think that if we fail as young people, and even older people, to take advantage of all that's offered to us, the ability to expand our minds and the ability to hold on to what we already have, our historic past and everything, but yet always look forward to the future that yet can be.
Could you describe some ideal qualities you think should be found or could be found in a man or a woman?
I have been disturbed the past decade with what we have referred to as the lack of morality and the change in lifestyle. I'm well aware that every generation changes, culture always changes, and though I've been disturbed over some of the or the lack of morality and some of the better lifestyles that I think we're lacking in at the present time, I do have a lot of hope for the future, because when I look about me and see the young of today, especially the young that are really doing something with their lives, I am enthusiastic, and I can forget about all the unpleasant things that I've seen and experienced, believing that our hope is in the lives of the young, who are proving to me to be very outstanding in many facets of life, in the fields of technology, teaching, in the arts and sciences. Or I would have to say that we're living at a wonderful time, even though we've been disturbed by the change in lifestyles. I'm sure that we will adapt to these, and already I think that all over the world people are coming to realize that maybe we've made some bad choices and we've gone off on some tangents that are not going to be meaningful for our lives, but we seem to be recovering from it and regrouping our forces, so to speak, and heading off in the right direction again.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're very well.
I forgot to mention that the same procedure will hold for this interview as the other, with the signature on the release form, and also we will hold the tapes in the archives at the university. This is the end of the second interview with Reverend Arthur C. Woodward. This is Sarah Miller, and today is November 17th, 1976.